Thank you, Chair, and good morning. Good morning, everybody. I thought, if I may, I might make some general comments before coming to a more specific proposal related question. I would just like to confirm to the room, I'm not quite as blurry in myself as I perhaps appear on the screen, though it sometimes gets a little bit close, as some of you will know, but perhaps the point will come into focus as we go along. Some initial comments, just to say that I appreciate the opportunity this week for a real substantive and detailed engagement on how we respond to the challenges presented by autonomous weapons. I think we're already seeing that kind of substantive engagement in this exchange of views, and certainly looking forward to more of it as the week goes on. I think that opportunity is really afforded to us in large part because of the work done by states in submitting, so many of them submitting detailed proposals. It's been facilitated, helped by maintaining the conversation through the informal online consultations that have punctuated recent months. And I think it should be significantly furthered during the course of this week by the opportunity to work this together on discussing some of really the central elements of a response that we see contained in the conclusions of the draft report. Conclusions which really in their center for me bring out the key building blocks, the need, if we're going to apply human judgment in the use of force, the need for the users of systems to understand those systems, to understand what will trigger an application of force, things that may trigger an application of force that are not the intended targets. The requirement for users of systems to understand the context within which those systems are used, and so constrain the spatial area and the duration of a system's use in order to make substantive legal judgments. And perhaps we can start to recognize together the need to prohibit, to render unacceptable systems that can't be used in accordance with those obligations. So I think we have an opportunity for a significant discussion over the week ahead on this when we get into the central elements of those conclusions. But before we get to those central elements, we come to the preambular paragraph, really paragraph 15. And on reading this, I stumbled a little bit on the initial language, which frames it as the CCW remains the appropriate forum for dealing with this issue. And frankly, this causes me a little bit of concern. I'm concerned that we may get a little bit hung up on this point and that it could be a barrier to us moving to the more substantial elements. And I raise this in this section of the agenda because, to my mind, this language of the CCW remains the appropriate forum comes directly from a written proposal submitted by Finland, France, Germany, the Netherlands, Norway, Spain, and Sweden, where in their recommendations, they recommend a preambular part where it is reaffirmed that the CCW remains the appropriate forum. And they in that paragraph attribute this as the language that is affirmed in guiding principle K of the guiding principles, which we will of course recall were agreed by consensus by the group. They're not quoting directly from guiding principle K. And actually, when we look at it in detail, we'll notice that there's a significant change because they've reverted to language, or they've changed to language that was not the language that was agreed, where it was agreed that the CCW is an appropriate forum. It has now been changed to the appropriate forum. And this just seems a slightly awkward provocation, perhaps, in this situation. And I'm wondering, really, we're all people working under a lot of pressure. We're dealing with a lot of text. These proposals were not necessarily formulated in language drafting terms. I suppose I'm wondering, was this proposal a genuine proposal, recommendation from that group of states, from Finland, France, Germany, the Netherlands, Norway, Spain, and Sweden? Are they proposing collectively that we should open up the guiding principles that were agreed by consensus and spend time this week arguing about that kind of point, which has been settled in the group for some time now? Or is perhaps this simply slightly loose drafting that has slipped through the net somehow? I think if they could recognize that perhaps sticking to the language that was agreed by consensus would be a preferable way forward for the group, that would greatly facilitate a positive conversation in subsequent items of the agenda. I don't intend to engage with the merits of the change, But suffice to say, I don't think since Guiding Principle K was adopted, I don't think the CCW has done enough to warrant the upgrade in its status. But I would appeal to those states to perhaps consult amongst themselves on this, and if they could find a way to perhaps clarify that this was not really a specific proposal for opening up agreed language in this area, I think it would be helpful. I would appreciate as well hearing from those states on an individual basis on this. So for us as civil society organizations, it would be useful for us to be able to follow up at a national level to work out if it's really the intention of those states to keep the discussion focused on an issue like this, or would they really rather not move on to more substantive things? So thank you, Chair.